I was going through the list of winners and losers listed by the Tennessee, and then by that, it's the Bills that won and the Bills that lost, and they named 17 winners, 16 losers. I culled that down to about eight each. But the one that really stuck out as the winner from, you know, between guns and parks and Common Core and abortion clinics, the one that really stuck out as the winner is the Common Core bill, which rebranded Common Core education standards and established a review mechanism. They dropped Common Core, going to create new state standards that will start in 2017 with a new test and everything. And the person responsible for that, it was his idea, and he ushered it through the legislature, and it became the most popular thing they've done in a long, long time. The person responsible for that is Representative Billy Spivey of Lewisburg, and therefore he is our 2015 Tennessee General Assembly. Tommy, we've got to have some kind of great sound effect to celebrate this. Our 2015 Tennessee General Assembly Most Valuable Player, Representative Billy Spivey of Lewisburg, Tennessee, and he was kind enough to even agree to join us for a couple of seconds to accept this award this morning. Billy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Ralph. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Now, I don't have any actual prize to give you because I just thought this up on my way to work this morning, but you really do deserve it, and I think you need the recognition because it's unusual for somebody to kind of step forward out of nowhere, come up with a good idea that solves a problem that everybody agrees is a problem and needs to be solved, but nobody really quite knows what to do with it, and you managed to get everybody from the whole political spectrum pretty much on the same page with this. How in the heck did you do that?
I don't think I stepped forward, Ralph. I think I more stumbled forward than stepped. But, you know, I just had an idea. I had been sitting and you know, contemplating the complexity of the political situation, and which was the more complex piece of it, honestly. But and then just had an idea and honestly just took it straight to the governor as soon as I had it. And
now it remains to be seen, of course, if this idea was as good as everybody thinks it is. But everybody seems to think in Tennessee, both Republican and Democrat and both halves of the Republican Party, or all three parts of the Republican Party, seem to be on the same page, thinking that this is the way to go. So refresh people's memory and what's going to happen between now and 2017 with replacing Common Core.
Well, what's happening right now is that they have a website set up through the Tennessee Department of Education that actually has each individual standard posted and available for review and comment. And anyone can go in right now and weigh in on every single standard, what they think it should be, what they think it should look like, think it's good, think it's bad, to whatever extent their heart desires. That information will come back, be evaluated, compiled, and then the standards will be formed from that, and then it'll be in a rough draft form, that is, and that'll be submitted to the panel of folks that I proposed and we passed. And that panel of folks will be comprised 60% of legislative appointments, which will be recess appointments, but then we will come back next January and confirm all 10 of those appointments. The governor's and the legislature's appointments. Mm-hmm. So they will have a body of work for us to review, potentially, and then we'll see that they're moving forward in the fashion that we had had hoped. And then that body of folks will resubmit that back to the web for public view, the rough draft, and receive time one more time from any stakeholder that wishes to weigh in. Then they'll bring it back and then do a final draft, which will be submitted to the state board for approval. But the state board will put it back up, the final draft, put it back up for 60 days before they approve it.
Three opportunities for the public to weigh in and try to change the latest version of the draft. Is this going to necessarily be very long and complicated and detailed so that it's difficult and tedious for the public to weigh through it and weigh in? Probably, right?
No, actually, I just wanted to see how difficult it was, and you're not speaking to a very computer savvy guy. I'll admit that, and I stumbled my way through and found how to go, and you know, just went to two or three of the standards to look and see what they were and see how difficult it was. And it wasn't very difficult at all. As a matter of fact, Last count I had, which was a few weeks ago, they had well over 100,000 pieces of input already.
Wow. Yeah.
On the standard. So it's not too difficult.
What did you, just off the top of your head, what did you think of the legislature? We've got quite a list of bills here that did pass, including the guns in the park, stripping local governments of power to ban people with handgun carry permits from being armed in the parks, the Common Core bill, the abortion clinics, requiring physicians and facilities to be licensed and what have you, informed consent, the cannabis oil, allowing possession of cannabis oil to treat seizures, lifetime carry permits passed this year, banning speed cameras, that and a few other things. Did it end up being a pretty productive session or no? What'd you say?
Well, I think you did. I think you said it yourself. Yeah, it was a pretty productive one. Of course, I'll be the first to admit I'm a little more conservative than some people's taste can stand. But so I feel like, you know, we could have done more. There's still some good ideas on the table, a way to make things better and to shift us, you know, more responsibly to the right. And honestly, Ralph, I wish we'd spend more time talking about weaning ourselves off the federal dollar. There's still a couple of bills that crop up. That have cropped up every year I've been there, just in the name of being able to receive more federal dollars, and those we need to stay guarded against. Fortunately, they failed yet again.
How can we focus more attention on that in next year when this starts to happen again next year? How can we try to focus more attention on those bills? I guess I'll just add, do we need to? Should we make an effort? Should we in the media and people like you and me who have common beliefs systems, should we try to focus more of our attention on that instead of just
my belief is absolutely we should, but if we wait until next year, we've missed an opportunity to do something about it.
Well, what can we do between now and then?
Right now is start those conversations, you know, submit those ideas to legislators. We can file bills for next year.
Half of that $33 billion budget you passed is coming from Washington, D.C. after being sent there by everybody from around the country and then have some of it siphoned off and wasted in Washington, D.C. and then sent back here for the same purposes we'd use it for if we kept it ourselves, probably.
That's exactly right. You know, you spend a dollar up there, you get pennies back. And we just need to stop that vicious cycle. And you know, we've become...
Is a donor state, though, or is Tennessee a receiver state overall?
You know, that'd be an interesting statistic to find out. I need to look into that. You know,
would that make your opinion different if we were a big receiver state or a significant receiver state instead of a donor state? Would that change your mind?
Absolutely not. It, right is right and wrong is wrong. And,
I agree.
You know, when I pay my taxes on April 15th, I can tell you the Spivey household is a donor state.
Yeah, I can tell you the Bristol household is, too. A lot bigger donor than I ever thought I was going to be and wanted to be, that's for sure. Billy, thank you very much. And that's about all you're going to get from me because that's all I've got to give you. But thank you for your work in the General Assembly this year. And we are happy to name you our 2015 MVP. I don't think there's even any competition for that this year.
Well, thank you a lot, Ralph. And hearing your voice is prize enough.
You're a gentleman and a scholar. Thanks, Billy. We'll talk soon. Take care.